But as always, after 10 o'clock on a Friday, we cross to our good friends and colleagues at the Deutsche Welle News Agency in Berlin, Germany, giving us a German perspective of European and world news. Today, Clifford Coonan joins us. Clifford, how are you doing today?
Hi, Lester. I'm very well. Thank you.
Very good. Nice talking to you. Some worrying figures coming out of Germany this week. More than 65,000 new coronavirus infections were registered in Germany inside 24 hours. It's a new record. And health officials, they are warning that the number is likely to at least double. Germany's Bundestag, the lower house of parliament, voted on a new set of measures to control what is now the European fourth wave. But Germany is well stocked with vaccinations. How did it come to this, Clifford?
Well, the thing is, there's been a certain apathy here about vaccination. The rate stands at about 68%, which is very low within a European context. You know, you have other countries like Ireland and Portugal where you've got like much, much higher rates. And it's even lower in the eastern and southern regions here. So even though there's a lot of vaccines around, people haven't been taking them. And part of it is down to skeptics, but there's also been wide availability of free tests. So people just basically got complacent, you know, and it means that there's also a problem, of course, the vaccinations that were given in the early part of the summer are now losing their effectiveness. So now everyone's talking about boosters. But even that campaign has been a little bit sluggish, you know, where it's picked up in recent days. But, you know, for a while, people were just, you know, saying, well, wait 6 months and will we do it? Won't we do it? And then in the last few days, they've said, OK, they've reduced the threshold to 5 months after your initial after your second jab. You can get a booster and they're really pulling out the stops now.
It's a situation of what outgoing Chancellor Angela Merkel is calling a dramatic situation. This while lawmakers have started putting in new measures to control the fourth wave. What kind of new measures are expected?
Well, that's right. I mean, what you're seeing now is that basically in Germany, things are being divided into vaxxed and unvaxxed. So if you've got the vaccination or if you're recovered, then you'll have access. You'll have free movement for leisure activities. You know, and if you don't, then basically, you know, you can't use things like you can't go into cafes and restaurants. There's restrictions on those who don't have vaccinations, including things like you'll now need at least a negative test to get into the workplace in many places or to get onto public transport. But what they haven't done is introduce a mandatory vaccine situation like you get in the US. I think the mandatory vaccinations now have obviously been causing, there's been some sort of backlash against that. But and the schools are going to stay open and they're not going to introduce blanket travel restrictions. So and another thing that's a big factor here is that forged COVID documents, they're actually stepping up penalties for that. You can get up to 5 years in prison for forging a COVID certificate.
And how is the health service coping at this moment? Is Germany seeing more hospitalizations, more pressure on health facilities when it comes to hospital beds?
They are. I mean, one thing that they're noticing is that the percentage of people with the vaccine being hospitalized is still much lower. And they're hoping that when the booster campaign kicks in, that number will drop again. So that's on the positive side. And they're also saying that the rate of hospitalizations and deaths is lower than at previous peak periods we've had. But then again, as we mentioned, you know, they are warning that things are going to get worse. And one thing that the pandemic has done is it's played havoc with staffing in hospitals, particularly with nurses. So there's thousands of fewer beds available. And many of the ICU units are close to being overwhelmed because so the people who need treatment after car accidents or heart attacks or strokes are no longer guaranteed the same level of care that would normally be available. So what they're trying to do now with the new measures is that nurses, particularly those working in ICUs, will receive a bonus. And they're also going to have rapid antigen tests introduced in a lot of hospital areas. But as they say, those admitted to ICUs are still far more likely to be unvaccinated. Mm. And that means that a lot of them would need to be put on things like, say, an artificial lung as a last resort measure. And they also have to stay in hospital longer. So it's really putting pressure on the health system here. And they're hoping, the government is really hoping that these new vaccination, that this new vaccination drive and booster drive will help reduce these numbers.
Well, Clifford, all the best there. Clifford Coonan, our friend and colleague and correspondent at Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. I hope you enjoy. Have a good weekend. Stay safe.
Thank you. You too.